This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a temporary ceasefire with the Hamas militant group that is expected to bring the first halt and fighting in a devastating six-week war and win freedom for dozens of hostages held captive in the Gaza Strip in exchange for the release of Palestinians detained in Israeli prisons. The Israeli government said that under the deal, Hamas is to free at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it is holding in the Gaza Strip over a four-day period. Ahead of Wednesday morning's cabinet vote, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Israel would resume its offensive against Hamas after the ceasefire expires. It was not immediately clear when the truce would go into effect. North Korea says it has put a military spy satellite into orbit on its third attempt. The North Space Authority said the launch vehicle placed on a satellite into orbit Tuesday night. The North could not be independently confirmed immediately. Observers doubt whether the satellite is advanced enough to perform military reconnaissance, but the launch still invited strong condemnation from the United States and its partners because the UN bans North Korea from conducting satellite launches, calling them covers for test of missile technology. The White House says it's very concerned that Iran may be providing ballistic missiles to Russia for use in the war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says it would be a disastrous development for the Ukrainian people if that were to happen. Kirby says Iran has already been providing weaponry to Russia, but he noted a September meeting in which Iran showed off a range of ballistic missile systems to Russia's defense minister. Kirby's warning comes as President Joe Biden's request for more than $261 billion in emergency U.S. funding to support Ukraine's defense remains stalled in Congress. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Republic of Congo say that 31 people are dead following a stampede at a military stadium where young people waited hours to register at a recruitment event. The director of the main morgue in the capital lowered the death toll on Tuesday from 37, reported by the prime minister's office earlier in the day. Military officials suspended all recruitment activities in the city until further notice. A survivor says young people began lining up in the morning for a chance to register, and some were still waiting when the stampede happened late Monday. The Army is one of the few institutions offering work in the Republic of Congo. A fund to compensate developing nations for the impacts of climate change was the supposed big breakthrough at last year's United Nations-led climate talks in Egypt, but loss and damage, as the fund is known, will be unfinished business at this year's talk starting November 30th in Dubai. That's because fund details were only completed in a last-ditch negotiating session earlier this month. And there is plenty of unhappiness with the agreement, including the United States being miffed that the draft agreement does not explicitly label contributions as voluntary. Even if a final agreement is approved, some are skeptical the fund will ever raise enough money to cover damage that often falls hardest on countries least responsible for planet warming emissions. The U.S. government has dealt a massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. over violations of the Bank Secrecy Act and apparent violations of sanctions programs. The Binance founder and CEO, Xiaopeng Zhao, pleaded guilty to a felony charge on Tuesday related to his failure to prevent money laundering on the platform. Zhao has announced that he stepped down as the company's chief executive. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the settlement is one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. Authorities say search and rescue crews have discovered two more bodies in the debris field of a landslide that ripped down a heavily forested mountainside in southeast Alaska, bringing the death toll to three. The Alaska Department of Public Safety said late Tuesday a girl was found dead in an initial search, and three people, two children and an adult, remain missing. Crews use a cadaver-sniffing dog and heat-sensing drones to search for those unaccounted for. The village of about 2,000 people on a remote island in southeast Alaska received about 2 inches of rain before the slide. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.